Yeah. Well, it's not such a bad, not such a technical one.
No, so, I want
to
talk about it.
Yeah.
Not here, Abdo.
Not here, Abdo.
You just read all the Gemaras, put it together on the Chavura, and then
Benji apologizes.
Okay.
Jonathan, I might think maybe coming back and
Okay, so the Gemara here is a little Gemara on Lama Chasim Abiz, comes up in a couple places elsewhere, but the Gemara says on Lama Chasim Abiz, on the top, Gufa Amar of Yudah Amar Shmuel, call Meshachar Avdo over Basay. Anybody who's Meshachar's Eved is over Nasesha, Nemar Ba Olam Nem Tavodu. Meisve, Meisve Reliezer Shanichlas Vesa Knesses, Lamotza Sara, Veshachar Avdo Shinla Sara. There's one time Reliezer didn't have a minion, and so he freed his slaves so that they can make the minion. So mitzvah shani, mitzvah is different. So now if you look at the Gemara in Brachos, that's source number one, it has the same kind of thing, comes up a little bit different context. So talking there about if you can be mitzarif, a lack of nine people, and then a katan, evet, all these things can be mitzarif to a minion. So Rav Shimon Levi says tishu be'eved mitzarif. So meisve, meisve lozer shenechus v'yizkanes and watsa asara shechar avdosh and lasara, that they couldn't find an eved. They freed the slave. So if it was a tishu be'eved mitzarif, why do you have to free him? Shechar in lo shechar lo. So trei etzrichu, they needed two people for the minion. Shechar chad v'nafik b'chad. So they freed one of them, and then they had nine. Then they had nine free men and one slave. Teichi avid hachi. V'amar Yehuda called meshachar avdosh v'asay shenar olam em tavodu. The Dvar Mitzvah Shani. The Gemara says, same answer here, Dvar Mitzvah Shani. Now the Gemara asks the question, it's not here. Mitzvah Baba Veirahi. How could you still have done it? Even if you say Mitzvah Shani, it would be a Mitzvah Baba Veirah. Mitzvah Derabim Shani. It's different if it's a Mitzvah Derabim. So there are a bunch of, the Rishonim have a bunch of different explanations of how you understand the Olamem Tavodu, the Mitzvah Olamem Tavodu, and how it's over, how mitzvah overrides, or how mitzvah overrides. So the first approach is in Tosus and Brachos, which is source 2, and the Rush in a bunch of places, Rush and Brachos I put in source 3. There's also a Rush in Moed Katan that says the same thing. So Tosus says that mitzvah derabim shani, so he says that you see from here that there's a general rule that a mitzvah derabim, even a mitzvah derabanan, is doche a mitzvah derabana, a mitzvah deraisa, if it's a mitzvah diyachid. Right? So he says, Minkankash, the Bahag, says the other case of this is Misha Mesla Mesbi Yantif Achron. If someone dies in Yantif Sheni, that Velus Noeg will Asi Yantif Achron derabanan, Vedochi Avelus deraisa. So the Bahag says that there's, that the Avelus is still applies because Lo Asi Yantif Achron derabanan. He says Tosa as a kasha. Da'acha chazin and da'asya tefila derabanan v'dachya kra del olam behem tavodu. That here the mitzvah derabanan of tefila is docha the mitzvah of olam behem tavodu. And then he says v'chein mashmanam yuksubis. So he says that he argues on the Bahag. He would say that mitzvah of yontif achron. Right, the Marsha there points out that he must think that that's a mitzvah derabim. Is docha avelus, even though it's daraisa, but you see from here that there's just a general rule that there's two mitzvahs. One is docha the other, so you'd have some rules of how one is docha the other rule. So he says there's a rule that if you have two essays and one of them is a mitzvah derabim, even if it's derabanan, it's docha the mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah diyachid. And the Rush says the same thing. He also talks about the Bahag. He says, you see here that Olam asay derabim nichsiv nikdashli b'soch b'nei Yisrael dahainu asay demekachin Hashem b'asar b'rabim afil avi milsa derabanan kegon l'shmo kedusha baruchu shalosinu ikar min haTorah v'yilachi dochi asay diyachad. If it's a mitzvah derabim, even if it's derabanan, it's docha The Asay of Olamim Tavodu, he says it must be even as Darabanan, and therefore it's Kasha the Baha. Well, so it's not clear exactly what, if it's the same, it's not clear exactly what he means. If he says it's Asay the Mekacha the Shem Masara in a Milsa Darabanan, if that's the same thing as to really say a mitzvah derabanan is docha a mitzvah derabanan. He might conceivably say something, but then he wouldn't have a kasha on the Bahag, right? That would have been an answer for the Bahag, right? Because the Bahag says that that yontif of is not, because derabanan is not docha velos deraisa, so the Rush seems to equate the mitzvah of yontif achron is derabanan to the Mikdash was open to Israel, but Milsa Darabanan. Right? You could have been Machalik like that, but that would have answered the Bahag. So it doesn't seem like he makes that Chalak. But that's the Tosas, and the Rosh say it's like a Dechiyah, because there's a rule of Mitzvah, the Rabbim is Doche, even if it's Darabanan, is Doche an Asay of Ziyachid. Now there's a, I didn't put the Rashba on the, I forgot to put the Rashba on the Mar Makomos. There are two Rashbas. There's a Rashba here, which says something we'll talk about at the end. The Rashba and the Chuvas says something kind of similar, but instead of saying that the rule is that mitzvah of Rabim is Doche, a mitzvah of the Yachid, he says that that Le'olamem Tavodu is a lav habla mechlal asay, right? Because it's an asay formulated that you can't be meshacher an eved. But he says that just like asay doche los asay, an asay is also doche a lav habla mechlal asay, even though it's an asay, right? So instead of Tosus and the Rush's rule, which is that this is doche, right? The mitzvah the rabbim is doche, the mitzvah the yachid. He's saying that there might be a rule that a mitzvah asay is docha. Lava b'machla asay. I don't know. It's so pashut. Well, that's a kasha. Everybody, there's a kasha. How could you say asay docha los asay? A los asay is more chamor. So the Pharisee answers.
Losa
says
more chumra than
Labam Chalasei,
that's for sure.
Yeah, but the rule is I say Docha Losa. It doesn't have to do with chumra.
Right. Is it
a safe
for this?
Whatever, something
funny
happened.
Yeah, there's different answers. Ramban says something about Avon Yira, and then there's a Baal Tanya that says that you can't make up an asay. You can rectify a los asay, but you can never get the mitzvah. So that's why I say Docha Losa say, because you could get a worse punishment for an assay. You'll always have missed the chance.
How do you make up just a truva?
Yeah, it's not like that. I don't know. You have to look at it.
So what's the mitzvah of the rabbin for? According to that reading.
I don't remember how the chuva sarashba reads the gemara, because also how does that that would have been very surprising then to go. So if you say derabanan is docha deraisa, it's easier to swallow. You'll say derabanan a mitzvah derabim is docha deraisa. It's harder to swallow of asay docha los asay even asay docha derabanan being docha los asay deraisa. It's harder to swallow. So I don't know exactly how the Rashba does it. And the Rashba in Gittin has a very complicated mahalach, and so I have to. You have to look at the Rashba. I forgot to put it on the Mar Makomos. But that's like kind of the first broad approach, is that the Olamim Tavodu is just an Isser, and it always applies, but sometimes it's Docha, and there's, it's part of the general rule that that the mitzvah derabim is Docha the mitzvah the Yachid. Now there's the Shaklav Atari is a little bit different. The Shaklav Atari is difficult for basically all the Mahalchim. The Shaklav Atari and Brachos is difficult for all the Mahalchim. It's also kind of difficult for this one, right? Because the Gemara seems to have one step where we would be satisfied by saying Ledvar Mitzvah Shani, and then it says Mitzvah L'Aveira, it says Mitzvah D'Rabim Shani. So you'll see that the Achronim ask on some of the other approaches, how could you, we'll get there with the Achronim ask, but here it's like, what was that first step of the Gemara, where it says Dvar Mitzvah Shani, right? If the whole Dechiyah is Mikoach, the Mitzvah Derabot, like a Mitzvah Derabim, So, like, what changed from that first answer, which said mitzvah shani, to the second answer, which said mitzvah rabban shani? So it's a little bit of a question. The Shachat Arya in the Brachos is even worse for the other Rishonim, which we'll see. The first approach is just that Olam Ha'am Tavodu always applies. Just that's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and asay of the rabbim is docha that. The Ritva says the totally opposite approach. He says, "E kashlan mishem high mitzvah dachina seisha b'torah kasa rabenu." This is the Ritva of the back, right? So they call it the Kreskus. Machlokus, who is it? Who is it? They say Kreskus. It used to be called the Ritva. So the Rabenu says, "Mehasham inon delav ase gamurhu ela isura derabanan v'samach lakra." That it's an asmachta. And the Ritva himself apparently says this. A footnote say Ritva says in a few places that La'olam mem tavodu is not d'oraisa at all. It's just a derabanan. And so when we says how can you do it? It's just an asmachta. The Ran first quote is the third approach. The Ran and the Ramban is the third approach. The Ran says first mashma d'lava se gamarhu, because the Gemara parchina that how do you do it, and it says I say mitzvah shani v'yasei gamarhu echid achin asei shavetor v'shem high mitzvah. So first he quotes the what seems to be like the Ritva. He says d'lava se gamur, and then yesh mitharzim. That the iser of lo'olam em tavodu doesn't mean full stop that you always have to make them work. I mean, it's mishum shelo yiten lahem matnas chinam. It's similar to the iser of lo sechanim, even though it's formulated as lo'olam em tavodu. It just is something that we can't you can't do it for no reason. The kevan deika mitzvah lach mishum chaninon didhu ka'avid el tzorach atzmo v'havelei kenosin demei atzmo. Because he's giving you some sort of hana that you could do a mitzvah, it's not mishum chanina, and therefore it's not an iser at all. That's how the Ran says it. The Ramban in Source 7 in the Asagah of Sefer HaMitzvah says something similar. We'll get back to this in a second, but in the second line, he says, "Nesavinu she'navo b'knani le'olam v'lo neshachar oso b'chinam," that we shouldn't, free the Eved Knani for free, and so that is kind of along the same line. So the olam tavodu is mishum matnas chinam, and when that doesn't apply, then the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. We'll get back to this in a second. Before maybe we'll if we have time to, what's the svar, right? Because like it was like the shein time in the crop. It's like we'll see that maybe we'll have some sort of. But that's what he's saying. He's saying that's how we read the pasuk. The Rambam, just wanted to speak about the Rambam seems to have a different approach. The Rambam says, mitzvah reish lamin hey, hu should see vanu b'din evik knani, v'hu shenavu bo la'olam, v'shtein lo chiris el b'shem ayin. V'hu adin l'shar rashi evarim shein l'chozrim, v'shabalo v'per shem l'kobol, v'hu amr yisala la'olam em tavodu, the Amar Kiyaka Ish, the Lashon Gemar Gittin called Meshachar Avda over Vasei, the Chsiv, the Olam Bam Tavodu. The Kasab Bat Torah, Shumashtachar Vashima Ayan. I think it's Gemara.
The Gemara of Gittin.
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
Okay.
No, the translation. It's in Arabic. It's translated. Oh, yeah, maybe it's missing off. I think it's like this in the, like whatever, this is the old translation.
Okay.
So, but, okay, so one second. This is the first Rambam. I kind of want to read all of the Rambams together, because the Rambam here says that the mitzvah is din evet kanani, right? Like a lot of times the Rambam says like the mitzvah is the din or whatever. And then, but here he says it's a din evet kanani, and he says there's two inyanim. Ya navabola olam, Ve'en lo chayrus ella b'shein v'ayin. And then he kind of says other Rashi Yevarim. Then he goes back and says kol m'shachar avda over basay. It's a little bit of a hard lashon, but you know, read simply, it just seems to say that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of you're not allowed to free him except if it's b'shein v'ayin, and that's it. So in the Rambam in number 9, he says Reish Lamed Hey Lavo be'evet kanani la'olam. Right, so 9 is like in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam has a list of all the mitzvos, and so there's a, you know, people say different things about how much stock to put into this, how he formulated this as opposed to the Sefer Mitzvos. But Al Kalpanim, when he wrote it, he said the mitzvah is lavud be'evet kanani la'olam. And then in number 10 is in the beginning of Hilchos Avodim, he says the mitzvah is lavud be'evet kanani la'olam ella in kein hipelo adon av echa merashe varav. So it sounds like that the mitzvah is not like just two separate dinim of lavud be'evet kanani la'olam. It seems like it's lavud be'evet kanani unless hipelo adon av shein ma'ayin.
No separate mitzvah for shein ma'ayin.
There's definitely no separate mitzvah for shein ma'ayin according to the Rambam. The Ramban, so what do we see in the Rambam so far? The Rambam so far counts it as one mitzvah. The Sefer Mitzvah calls it Din Evet Kanani Shnavol Olam Shein L'Chayos Al Shein Ma'ayin, which could have been like, you know, two details. Like sometimes he puts in a bunch of details as like the din that we have to don the din of. You know, a lot of times the Rambam says like the din of Chovel B'Chaviro is a mitzvah. So you could have said the din of the Kanani is like, you know, on Bezdin, you know, Din Chol V'Chaviro is a mitzvah on Bezdin, really, to enforce Chol V'Chaviro. So you could have said here that that it's like a Din of Evet Kanani, and that it's two aspects of the Din of Evet Kanani. And Mashiach, how did they choose these two aspects? But that's how he formulates it. And then he quotes that it definitely is one mitzvah. In the Minyan Mitzvahs of the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he says that it's just Lavod be'evet kanani la'olam. In the beginning of Chalsav Adam, he says Lavod be'evet kanani elon kin hipolo adon of echem rashi varav. But Kalpanim, it's clear that lo'olam tavodu is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam in Chalsav Adam says ha'isha kona shvachos. So the Rambam does not put this in the beginning of when he talks about evet kanani or anything. He puts it at the very end of Chalsav Adam. He sneaks in this Yisra'aseh. He says, Ha'isha kona shvachos v'ina kosha kona avadim afil k'tanam t'nei achshad. A woman can be kona shvachos, but can't be kona avadim, even if they're k'tanam, because of chashad. So somehow raise a kansa gufam k'ish. It works. That's definitely din d'rabbanan m'tnei achshad. It works with Yevad. V'yera li she'in asur liknos ala evad ben teisha shana m'teisha l'mala. V'chein asur la'adam L'shachar evet kanani, v'chol mishachro over ba'asei, sh'der l'olavem tavodu, v'mshichro mishuchro k'mo shabiyarnu, v'kofen oso lichto get shichro v'chol dvachm shabiyarnu. So he says it's v'chein, it's usher to be mishachro evet kanani, v'chol mishachro over ba'asei, v'chol olavem tavodu. So I think people ask, why is v'chein, what's v'chein going on the previous thing? So, right, he's comparing. He's tola this iser daraisa of mishacher to an isha that kona shvachos, which is asher mipnei achashad. And it says just like an isha can't be kona shvachos, v'chein you can't free an eved kanani.
Could you say that the iser is an iser derabanan inspired by the mitzvah asay, and therefore the v'chein is two iser derabans?
It would be great if you could say that in the lashon, but how do you deal with the Sefer Mitzvahs?
B'chein, it's also aser.
So I heard something from Rav Ilson that he said b'chein is that it b'chein you have a din that is aser, but it works b'di'aved and it has exceptions. It's still, you know. Akasha.
But hold on, Sefer Mitzvah, he only says he only has the he doesn't say that there's a lav deraisa. You're saying it's a lav bona chalase?
Not a lav, an asay deraisa.
Yeah, the asay, but the iser could be an iser derabanan, which would be akin to the iser chashad.
What's that say?
You're saying, what do I need an iser derabanan for if I have a...
What is that? What is the deraisa?
Meaning,
he quotes a puppet 3 words later.
Okay, it's not a great show. No, I thought inspired, but what's it doing where it's placed? What's shot there? It's so, it just seems so misplaced. It almost like an afterthought, which is what you said.
Yeah, very difficult. And at the end, end of the
other story regarding of, I mean,
I don't know.
You don't know where else you can put it. You have to know, where would be a better place to put it.
I don't know. Right, he talks about all the dinim of shechar before.
So you don't think the v'chin doesn't tell you that it's akin to the chashad, the one that came right before it?
Okay. I would have thought so, but how do you deal with the sefer mitzvos?
Right.
Yeah, we have to think about this. I don't really have such a great answer, but I do. I think that I'm kind of getting up to the end part now. Sometimes you don't understand this part. You may understand the whole Rambam might be just totally on its head, and that could answer everything. But the Rambam does say, "Akol panim umutra l'shakol l'dvar mitzvah afiu l'mitzvah shel divrayim kigon shelo haya asar v'isakneses harayitzem l'shachar abdo mashal v'aminyan v'chein kol kiyotzi b'zeh v'chein shivcha shnogam amenek hefker harayim michshol v'chotin kovin asar v'mashachar kadei shetinosev yasar michshol v'chein kol kiyotzi b'zeh." Right, and it's mutter l'shachar l'dvar mitzvah, even a bit to the rabbanon. And also, if the shifcha the nogim ba ha'am min hefker michshal l'chotim, then you also can be kofer m'shachar. That's also kind of the exception.
That part fits well with the that aspect
shad.
Of it fits well with
no,
the
shad. Yeah, and the interesting thing is that he doesn't mention anything about Shein Ba'ayim, right? Because like in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says let's say the Hagdon of Savadim, and even the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says the mitzvah is lav ev kanani elin kin hippolah don of echam rosh evar. He doesn't even talk about that. He goes to like the exception of the mitzvah. So
and then if Shein Ba'ayim's earlier,
is this only apply with the gratuitous shofar, or if he buys himself, if he just wants to buy himself out?
So they talk about this. The Rambam doesn't talk about that. The Rambam doesn't say.
If it's the battle didn't change the iron, then buying himself out, maybe also.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about it in a minute, because that's the Rashba, which I forgot to put on the Marmukum list. I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes at the end. But the Rashba says something like that. We'll get to that. But the Rambam does say, Akapanim, just to combine everything the Rambam says there's one mitzvah, Lava Beva Kanani, until you knock out Echem Rosh Eivar, that's all one din. And he does quote Olam Bem Tavodu. He quotes Olam Bem Tavodu here, but he compares it to Chashad, and he says, Mutu L'Shachol is Bar Mitzvah. Rav has a medayik here that it's Mashma from the Lashon HaRambam. He doesn't talk about the first part, about the Lachin or whatever, but he says, Mutu L'Shachol L'Dvar Mitzvah. He says it's mashmad lo chal ha iser l'shachar avdo mako mitzvah derabim. It's not midin d'chia. It's just that there's no iser. Right? He says that there's not. He doesn't explain. He says the Rambam. It sounds like it's structurally very similar to Ramban. Right? The Ramban or the Ran say that there's no iser at all when there is a mitzvah. And the Rambam seems to the Rav's Medayik mut l'shachol l'dvar mitzvah doesn't it's not mashma that it's that the mitzvah is doched. It sounds like it's just totally hutra. That's what the Rav's Medayik from his lashon.
That he's like the Rav, meaning as long as there's consideration.
As long as there's a mitzvah. He doesn't say
no,
as long as
there's
a Ramban says it's because it's lo sechanim, right? So the Ramban is very clear that if the eved buys you out, then you're okay.
You treat the mitzvah akin to consideration that there's something.
Yeah. Well, a lot. Yeah. So the Rashba says that there's two different things. The Rashba does not like the Ramban. The Rashba is a fan kasha on the Ramban. How can you say it's lo seichanim? Lo seichanim doesn't apply to a ger toshav because it's ochel mevelos and it's accepted like shavu mitzvos. Kavachomer shouldn't apply to an eved kanani. Right. So he says he would be okay with having an exception for for something that's not chanina, but he says that can't be the hagdara because chanina shouldn't be a problem. There must be some problem that's with reshichra that's not chanina. He says nonetheless, the fact that the Gemara and later has all these stories where someone was mitzaveh on their deathbed that they should free the eved, and they don't say, nobody asks any questions over there. They only ask the kasha on Rav Eliezer that freed the slave for the minyan. So he says that there's two things. There's selling an eved is mutter. You could sell it to another adon, and you could also sell him to himself. That's nothing to do with shichur. I mean, it's called shichur because they have the same. You have to give him a get shichur to be mutter. But that's the fact that you could sell him to himself. Right, olam tavodu is not concerned with the freeing them to get the get shichur. It's that you can't that you have to work them hard. And if they not work them hard, you have to work them. You have to, and so. They say if you sell to himself, that's fine. That's not shichur. It's not shichur for purposes of olam tavodu. And there's a separate exception of mitzvah. He says there's another exception that even if you're meshachar him, there's another exception of mitzvah, which might be along the lines of the what he said in the tshuva of. It's lava b'machlala say that it's docha, right? So that's how he the Rashba over here in Gittin that he seems to say like what you're saying, that there's two dinim here, that there's one is that it doesn't even apply at all to a sale. So if you're selling him to himself, it's the same thing as selling him to a third party. And the second is that the mitzvah can be docha. That doesn't seem to be what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that the mitzvah is an exception, but he doesn't say anything about chanina. He doesn't say anything about the other aspects of the Ramban, which is that if you have, maybe he holds it, but he doesn't mention anything that if you are giving something to him for your own needs, that's the rule. He just seems to say there's an exception for mitzvos. So maybe to explain that aspect of the Rambam, I still think that there's things in the Rambam that need to be clarified. The Sefer HaChinuch says very interesting stuff. Sefer HaChinuch says, Mitzvah Savos Eved Kanani L'Olam, Shenam of Eved Kanani L'Olam is a mitzvah, Kelomar, Shalom Neshachar Oso L'Olam, Shalom Yetzel L'Cheiros Kiyem B'Shem Ayin, that the only way he goes to L'Cheiros is Shem Ayin, Kamosha B'Kosov.
What about buying himself?
So he doesn't mention. It's interesting, right? He doesn't say that there's that you're allowed to sell. What the Rashi says, but maybe it's understood. So misharashi mitzvah. He says, what's the sharashim of the mitzvah to have eved kanani? Why is it a mitzvah? He says the fisha am yisrael he mitchar min al shiv nivu lahakir bor ma'avod lefanav veruim liyos lamavodim l'shamish osam v'im ein lahem avodim min ha'umos hakopanim yistarchu l'shtay ba'achiyam v'lo yuchu l'shtadl ba'avodoso baruchu. We won't have time to do avodas Hashem. Val king it's tavinu lehachzik beelu tashmishenu achar shehochshuru v'nekar avodas zomri piyam lo yemokish beveitainu. So you need to be misgayer l'shem avotim because otherwise it'll be a mokish beveitainu. But it's we need you don't want to work the people. It's like a in order to enable avodas Hashem. Zeru shama akosu v'acheichem bnei Yisrael ish b'achav lo tzirdeh. Right, the pasuk is alone b'am tavodu, and the immediately following word is v'acheichem bnei Yisrael ish b'achav lo tzirdeh b'o v'farach lo v'om v'acheichem lo tzitzdarchu l'shtabed b'acheichem v'tiu nechonim kulchem avodas Hashem. It's the logical progression is that you won't need to employ any of bnei Yisrael avodim. V'achav b'yishish b'achav lo tzirdeh b'o v'farach lo v'om v'acheichem lo tzitzdarchu l'shtabed b'acheichem v'tiu nechonim kulchem avodas Hashem.
Why did you feel the need for a second?
Umiyos. Yesod a mitzvah k'dei sharem ne'avon avos baruchu b'avodas boram hitiru hachanim zechonu levracha lavor al mitzvah zu b'chol eshe bittul mitzvah zu yegorim mitzvah acheres ba'afilu b'shul mitzvah derabanan imi mitzvah derabim. Right, so he says that if you could do another mitzvah with this, that's fulfilling the purpose even better. So the Chachamim said that you could do it for any other mitzvah, and even a mitzvah derabanan, as long as it's a mitzvah derabim.
Why should I need rabbin? If it's all goal oriented.
I hear that. It's a good question. One second. So kagon shlo yasar v'seknas v'tzich l'shachar avod l'hashal l'minim. Al yishalach ha'ichnech v'mitzvah say doraisav shul mitzvah derabanan l'kiv v'fnei sheisod ha'mitzvah ein el k'nei shlaros avod l'seinu baruch hu. Acher shebishechru, acher nasas mitzvah, v'od shegamu misrav v'gufo mitzvah shlo yachayv kodem ha'shechru, v'im ezeh v'zeh, amar avon alachmon, shemutu l'shachru, v'shekin chibu ha'inyin. V'en ha'egis v'chol mokum v'chol zman, v'shar m'kiv v'saf v'shin ha'kiv v'saf 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 v'over al zeh, v'shechar avdo, shelo l'dvar mitzvah, bitol asei zeh. So he says that you're not mevatel asei at all, if you're Meshachar Avdo L'Shem Mitzvah. Right? He says, if you're over Azev, Meshachar Avdo Shalol L'Dvar Mitzvah, Bikol Aseiza. Right? So far we've seen, I think, five approaches. And then I'll just read the Magen Aram's Kasha number 8. Right? So one approach is that it's just the general rule. Lol Man Tavodu always applies. A mitzvah derabim is doche. Mitzvah the Yachid, even if Mitzvah the Rabbin is Derabon. That's a Rush and a Tosfos. And then potentially you can say other reasons why it would be Docha. Maybe Lavan Bon Chla Asay. It's like a Mitzvah Asay Docha Los Asay. Then the second approach is the Ritva, says that Lolma and Tavud is Derabonon. That's why any Mitzvah is Docha. It also kind of Docha, but it's saying that the whole thing is Derabonon. The Ran and the Ramban say it's all because of that it doesn't apply at all when you have a good reason to do it. If it's not chanina, if he's paying you, or if you get a tzorach out of it, it's not al derech chanina, and it's not usher at all. And the Rambam has a very cryptic lashon of what exactly the mitzvah is, because he always formulates it as it's you have to l'olam tavodu unless and until you knock out his shem ayin. And also he compares it to the chashad in this parak test, but he also seems to have a categorical exception for mitzvos, and doesn't seem to relate to your tzorech. Just seems to relate to the mitzvos. Maybe we could explain that al derech of the chinuch, that because the purpose is to enable more mitzvos. Maybe anytime there's a mitzvah, you can be mevatel it. And the fifth approach is the Rashba, which we didn't put on the sheets, is that. That to sell it, even to sell it to himself, is not shechur. Right? Shechur is to do it for if you didn't get anything from him. Even if you got, he says, even if you got something from him in the past, and you want to, you know, pay him back for that, you don't owe him anything. That's also called selling it to him, right? That's also a chiddush of the Rashba. But the difference is that. The Ran says anytime you have a tzorech, it's not derech chanina. And the Rashba has a narrower exception in some area, but he's saying it's a broader than just selling it. It's selling, but it's a little bit narrower. And so there's another din of a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham has a kasha on the Ran, and it may be a kasha on the Rambam. He says, how can you say it's a mitzvah b'aveirah? The Gemara's kasha on mitzvah shani. So you say mitzvah shani. End of story. Why do you have to say mitzvah b'aveirah? There's no avera. So. So some people, I think, say that maybe the Ramban didn't hold that Gemara because this Gemara doesn't have it. Maybe he'll like this Gemara, not that Gemara. If you say like the Rambam, it might also be a kasha on the Rambam. You might be able to. There might be some sort of way to get out of this question of the Rambam.
Do we have the girsa in brachos, or is that?
I don't know.
Maybe that's the Havamina Maskana we learn. Maybe
that Havamina Maskana is. Yeah, but why? Yeah. No. Why only Mr. the Rambam?
Why? Yeah.
I mean, the fact is that the Rambam and the Ramban don't seem to pass on like that Gemara, because the Tosfos and the Rush require Mitzvah the Rambam. The Rambam, the Chinuch, Ramban and the Ran very clearly do not require mitzvah derabanan. So it seems like they might not hold like that. Maybe there's a different gersa, maybe a different gersa there, or maybe they held like the Gemara here rather than the Gemara there. Okay.
The Issa Tavir comes up in cases like doing a mitzvah on a Pesach, which is garbage.
Right.